Hello, everybody, and a very pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be. Happy New Year. This is Bruce Ash along with co-host Eb Wilkinson and our special guest contributor, Tom Danahy. Welcome, Tom.
Glad to be here.
This is the first edition of the third decade of the 21st century. Now, don't start giving me, you know, I know that there's that whole thing, you know, it doesn't start until the 1 year. It's baloney. It starts today. 2020 prediction show. This is a tradition on the Inside Track show. Danahy is a longtime participant. This show wouldn't be the same.
A prognosticator extraordinaire.
Yeah. So anyway, we're doing this just like when Franzi hosted Inside Track. Tom's here for 2020 predictions. Feel free to call in to the Corazon Cabinets live line at 790-2040 to pipe in. We welcome your calls on predictions for the upcoming year. I very much appreciate and hope you will support all of our Inside Track sponsors in 2020. Eb Wilkinson and Gary Imus at Imus Wilkinson Asset Management. Jamie and Gary Kipper at Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus. I was just over there this week and met her chicken sushi. She has a bunch of chickens and they're laying eggs, blue eggs, kind of cool. And also the folks at Corazon Cabinets, Joy, Jennifer, and David, each has been with us from the start of Inside Track, Phase 2. These are great companies you should do business with. I really do mean what I say because I do business with each of them. And speaking of great local companies you should do business with, Corazon Cabinets is your locally owned wholesale one-stop source for high-quality kitchen, bath, and office cabinets as well as design services. Do you have a home improvement project planned for the upcoming year, Tom? If you do, Corazon Cabinets sells quality J&K, Yorktown, and Conestoga cabinets and offers a wealth of design resources for your home. Call Corazon Cabinets and schedule a visit to the showroom, 488-2266. That's 488-2266. Tell Jennifer or Joe you heard this ad with Bruce on Inside Track. And Tom, you can get an additional 5% discount on me from their already wholesale prices. Before I get the shindig going, I want to briefly finish last week's show. You know, Tom, I usually try to pack about 13 pounds of crap in a 4.5-pound bag. We missed the notable passings. And if you have some comments on these guys, I'm all for it. I've really pared them down because I want to get to our predictions. But Leonard Goldberg died just before New Year's. This was the guy that did Charlie's Angels, Starsky and Hutch, and even Blue Bloods. That's his show on CBS.
I watch that show religiously.
Yeah, that's really a great show. Just,
what sticks out for you in that show you really enjoy?
Family. Yeah. I mean, family uber alles, basically. I mean, they butt heads and they clash, and obviously the woman who's the DA is hard-headed and
you know, easy on the eyes too.
And the former member of New Kids on the Block is a hard-headed cop, and I mean I just like that show. I don't watch much network TV anymore. I don't want to sound pretentious.
No,
that's one of the few things that I still watch on network TV.
Maria Perego, 95. She was best known for creating Topo Gigio on the Ed Sullivan Show. Bill Macy, 97 years old. He was poor Walter Findlay on the 1970s sitcom show Maude.
Yeah.
Diane Carroll died at 84. Groundbreaking
actress.
You
talk about easy on the eyes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And great singer, too.
Right. Oh, yeah. Her show Julia was the first to portray a black woman in a professional career in that kind of a show. Valerie Harper, Rhoda, from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Rhoda died in 2019. Russie Taylor, the voice of Minnie Mouse for more than 30 years. And just before the new year, we learned of the death of radio and TV personality Don Imus. I'll never forget, I was watching the show while I was working at home the morning of 9/11 and watched him because he was, you know, he was the guy, and very, very memorable morning, and he was spot on. In political passings, John Conyers, longest-serving African-American member of Congress, died at age 90. Elijah Cummings, believe it or not, only 68 years old, was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives from Maryland, representing the 7th District. He also served on the Oversight Committee. You probably saw him. Jacques Chirac, former French president, died at age 86. Ross Perot, the guy who screwed up the election in 1992.
That giant sucking sound.
Thad Cochran, former senator from Mississippi. Also Richard Lugar of Indiana, and Birch Bayh died, also former senators. Finally, Lyndon LaRouche. Dead.
Oh,
at 96. How long did we have that guy around? Oh, my God.
I used to watch those things that he would, remember he'd buy TV time?
Right.
I used to watch him. I couldn't take my eyes off him.
Right, right. John Dingell, 92, former U.S. representative from Michigan, longest serving member of Congress in U.S. history. An amazing career that he had. Business leaders, Baron Hilton at age 91, T. Boone Pickens, also 91, David
Koch
at age 79, Lee Iacocca. Have you watched
Ford versus Ferrari?
Did you see it?
I love that movie. Oh, man. Have you seen it?
I saw it, and now I've also watched kind of the companion shows on Amazon and on Netflix about, you know, that whole thing with Shelby and
were you at that they didn't give him the victory?
They screwed that guy.
Oh, my
absolutely
goodness.
Screwed him, and then to be killed just shortly after that before, you know, really.
But he would have been the first one ever to win Daytona and
Sebring
and Le Mans.
Unbelievable.
Le Mans. I mean, it was, yeah.
Gary Burrell, somebody you've never heard of, but somebody who you know who he is, because if you've ever had a Garmin locator, he's the guy that invented it. Oh. Henry Block, the guy who was one of the co-founders of H&R Block. Herb Kelleher, the friendly guy with the cowboy hat who started Southwest Air. Died at age 87. In military passings, a lot of these were World War II veterans. Francis Curry died at age 94. The last living World War, or one of the last living World War II veterans who received the Medal of Honor. Lauren Bruner, who was here 2 years ago for the Hawaii-Arizona game because of, you know, the USS Arizona and so on. And he was on that boat. He died. There's now four men left. He was the sixth. They're actually down to four men.
Have you been to the Arizona?
Yes.
I was there. I'm getting goosebumps right now. We went to the Arizona, and they were lowering somebody into, mm-hmm. I mean, somebody's remains into the big pipe.
It was returning just, home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's, you know, and it's a graveyard.
Yeah.
Dorothy Olson, one of the last surviving WASPs, Jerry, what was Jerry's last name? You know, who worked here at the station, John? Anyway, Jerry, if you're listening, I'm just having a senior moment. Jerry's mom was a WASP, and she ferried bombers over, and this lady did the same thing. Richard Cole, the last surviving member of the Doolittle Raiders. Robert McDaniel was a member of the Tuskegee Airmen. Dick Churchill, the last surviving member of the real-life Great Escape. Great movie also.
Yeah.
Rosemary Mariner, Navy's first female jet pilot and first woman in military command of an operational air squadron. John Jack Lyle, age 98, also one of the legendary Tuskegee Airmen, one of the country's first African-American fighting groups, died in Chicago at age 98. Movie stars.
You're talking about the Doolittle Raid. I mean, Pearl Harbor was not a good movie. It just, you know,
no.
I mean, but don't you get goosebumps when you think about how badass America was? I mean, to do that 30 seconds over Tokyo, I saw that movie a long time ago too. But just to do that and say, okay, here's the deal, guys. We're going to fly over there, land in China. Who knows what's going to happen to us? We're going to be over Tokyo for less than a minute and drop some bombs on them just to let them know we're here. And it was like, God, that's like the greatest thing ever.
Right.
You know, and it took us obviously four more years to win that war, but.
And they knew because of how far out you know, once they were discovered, yeah. they knew that they were not going to make it. They were going to have to ditch their aircraft someplace. Movie stars, Danny Aiello. He was Sal Fregoni in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, and he was Cher's husband-to-be in...
Moonstruck.
In Moonstruck. Ron Liebman, he was the guy in Norma Rae.
Norma Rae, he was the Jewish union leader or organizer.
Yeah, yeah, kind of synonymous, yeah. Jewish and union leader. Michael J. Pollard, that squirrely-looking little guy.
From Bonnie and Clyde.
From Bonnie and Clyde, C.W. Moss. Oh, man, he was weird. Robert Evans, one of the luckiest guys in the world, married to Linda Evans, the first superwoman. Robert Forster. He was in Jackie Brown, Mulholland Drive, as well as TV's Breaking Bad and Twin Peaks. He died at age 78. Carol Lindley, also pretty easy on your eyes, died at age 77. Peter Fonda, of multiple fames, died at age 79. D.A.
It's amazing he lasted that long.
Yeah, you think. Yeah.
Obviously, his dad lasted a long time, and Jane's still going strong. But
good genes in that family.
Yeah, but he did a lot to damage things.
Yeah. Rucker Hauer was in the cult classic Blade Runner. He was always sort of a tough guy.
Yeah.
One of my favorite actors of all time, Rip Torn.
I love Rip Torn.
Defending Your Life. Oh, my God, he was great.
I remember him from Dodgeball. He was like, yes. He was like the in a wheelchair, and he'd throw wrenches at people just so they'd learn how to dodge things.
Men in Black.
He was the producer on Gary Shandling show. Absolutely hysterical. Sylvia Miles died at age 94. Doris Day, age 97 when she passed last year. Peter Mayhew, he was Chewbacca.
Yeah.
John Singleton, Boys in the Hood director.
He was only like 51, wasn't he?
He was 51.
Yeah.
Faye McKenzie had an acting career that spanned from 1918 to 2019.
Wow.
She died at 101, and she was acting in films from the time that she was a little baby. Literary deaths during 2019, probably the biggest is Toni Morrison, a Nobel Prize winning author, Judith Krantz. My favorite, Herman Wouk, died at age 103.
Yeah.
Winds of War and all the other great books that he wrote. W.S. Merwin, one of America's best-known poets, winner of two Pulitzer Prizes. Betty Ballantyne, she and her husband formed the book company, Ballantyne Books. Robert Freeman, age 82, a British photographer best known for his cover work for the Beatles. In music, George Chambers of the Chambers Brothers died. Larry Lundstrom.
Time
has come today, that's yes. right. Larry Junstrom, who formed Leonard Skinner. Ginger Baker,
My favorite. I saw Cream's farewell concert in Los Angeles in 1969.
I mean, it was like 2 years. That's all that group was together, wasn't it?
But, I mean, Ginger Baker would do, he'd have this like spaced out look because he probably was spaced out. But he had both hands and both feet going at different tempos. I have no idea how any human being could do that.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And then he was always mad that he goes, people know me for Cream. I'm a jazz drummer. You know, he always wanted to be a jazz drummer.
Wow.
And till the day he died, he said, I wanted to be in a jazz group.
Camilo Sesto, Spanish singer-songwriter. His romantic ballads were hits across Spanish-speaking world in the 1970s and 80s. Somebody you probably haven't heard of for the most part.
Well, I've heard of Camilo Sesto, yes.
In sports, Tyler Skaggs, that pitcher with the Anaheim Angels. Billy Buckner, the Buckner Boner in the 86 World Series. Bart Starr from Green Bay. Niki Lauda of Formula One racing fame. Mel Stottermeyer, a great Yankees pitcher, later coach. Do you remember he and Andy Kekich, who was also a pitcher for the New York Yankees?
They were going to trade wives.
They were wives.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then one backed out at the last minute and said, no, I don't want to do this either.
Oh, God. Frank Robinson, a Hall of Fame baseball player.
He's the only one ever to be MVP in both leagues.
Twice and elected to the All-Star game 14 times. First black manager in Major League history right here in Tucson, Arizona, when he was with the Indians. Don Newcomb, star pitcher for the Dodgers, a civil rights pioneer, but... first pitcher in baseball history to win Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, and MVP in his career. First black pitcher to pitch in the World Series with the Dodgers all of his career. In hockey, Ted Lindsay and Harry...
Now we're into my sports.
Ted Lindsay and Harry Howell?
Yep, really? Detroit Red Wings.
There you go. Lamb Jones with New York Jets and Dallas Cowboys. He also won a gold medal in the Olympics in the 4x100 meter relay team in 1976. Forrest Gregg, another great Green Bay Packer. And Hondo Havlicek. Pretty much.
I didn't think he would ever die. I mean, he was nonstop.
So Hondo was
78, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He was 79.
Oh, 79, okay.
So last one, and then we'll take our break. Ram Dass. Do you know who Ram Dass is?
Yes.
Great spiritual leader. My wife had met Ram Dass several times. He sort of exerted an energy about him. Just unbelievable. All right, well, that's it on the passings. When we come back, we're going to do our 20
well, can I say one more pass?
Oh,
I
mean, God, yeah.
I mean, and it was probably probably the first of the year, so it wasn't in 2019. David Stern died.
Oh, yeah.
The head of the NBA,
I think it was,
for
right
30
after
years.
The first. Yeah, what
and,
a great.
And what's funny is that he did a lot of stuff back in the 90s. I don't know if you guys remember that. It was like the hip hop era, and guys would show up with their pants sagging, and they looked like gangsters and everything. And he instituted a dress code. And he actually fined people and suspended them and everything. And now, have you seen an NBA game? They show up like half an hour in advance, the guy's showing up to see who can out-peacock the others. Right. I mean, they all wear suits and fancy stuff, and back then it was just knucklehead. And the other thing is that he brought the Dream Team, the NBA players, into the Olympics. And they did a survey in FIBA, which is like the basketball thing. And they asked all the countries who were going to the Olympics, do you want American professionals to play? Every country in the world said yes, except the United States, because they wanted to stay amateur, and the Soviet Union, because they wanted to keep trying to win the gold medal. And all the other countries said, yes, we absolutely want to play against Michael Jordan. And now, I don't know if you're an NBA fan at all. I'm not the biggest NBA fan, but the best players in the NBA are all foreign players. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and there's a 20-year-old guy at Dallas called Luka Doncic.
He's unbelievable.
He's ridiculous. The other day, he had 22 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds in the first quarter of a game. And so all those foreign players that came over here after the United States did that, David Stern did that.
Well, and the Dream Team, every time they played in the Olympics and won, the other team all lined up to get autographs.
Yeah. Charles Barkley was a character. And Don Larson died, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw the perfect game in the 19.
And that was right after the
I think we're 20 minutes over our break.
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
Yeah, we are. That's okay, though. Jerry Cross was the guy I was thinking of. And Jerry, I apologize.
Jerry, yeah.
I love you, man. All right, let's take our break. We'll be right back. You'll listen to Inside Track. Welcome back to Inside Track. We're on to our predictions. This is our tradition here. First question, the McCain seat. McSally, we both said she'd get it. The 2020 winner in that race for the remainder of the McCain term, Tom McSally or who else?
Kelly.
Okay, so Kelly, and then
I don't think it's going to even be close.
Kelly, and I say McSally.
And I want it to be McSally.
I hear you. Okay. Stock market. I had predicted 26,000. Tom predicted 24,000. The actual was 28,616. Unbelievable year. 2020 predictions. Tom? 30,000 even?
Yeah.
Okay.
31,500.
You probably want to gravitate toward Eb because he knows more about this than anybody.
Can I change my answer?
No, 31,499.
Like, and the price is right.
And I'm gonna say 27. All right.
Oh, it's gonna go down.
Now, last year, the candidate that we thought would get on, I said Beto, you said Biden. I think we were both kind of screwing around when we said that. So, as far as the election coming up, new questions: the Democratic nominee will be Tom.
Michelle Obama.
Okay.
I think that it's going to be Bernie.
Oh, God.
And I say it's going to be Buttigieg.
Ooh.
Okay, GOP nominee?
Donald Trump.
Trump.
Okay, the 2020 victor in the presidential election?
Michelle Obama.
You're dreaming.
I don't think he can beat her. He could beat a lot of people. He ain't going to beat her.
It's straightforward, Trump.
Okay.
Now, the question I have is, what about VP?
Well,
for the Democratic Party?
Kamala Harris.
And there I'll say Buttigieg.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
All right. How about this? I want to see it. By how many millions of votes will Trump lose the popular vote?
Okay. All right, so I'll key that in here, okay? So vote totals, okay. So what's your total?
I'd say 7 million. He lost by 3 last time. It'll be 7 million.
7?
I think it'll be up by 2 million.
Plus.
Wait, Trump will win by 2 million?
Yeah.
Jump back. I'll bet my house on that.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
There's no way he's going to win the popular vote. None. Zero.
Okay. Let's go back.
Okay, Holy cow.
So we have the POTUS victor. You say Michelle Obama. The both of us are Trump. The vote totals, you say he'll lose by 7 million votes.
Yes.
And Ebb is up by 2 million. I'm going to be up by 1 million. Okay. Serious third-party challenger. Do you think that there's any serious third-party challenger within the Republican Party?
No.
I don't. I really don't.
Okay. How about on the Democrat side?
Tom Steyer.
I don't think so.
Well,
I really don't.
You would have to say Michelle Obama, because
I think that what's going to happen, I actually put it in my column, I think that they're going to get to the convention and it's going to be all fractured and Democrats are going to be acting like Democrats, and then somebody's going to say, we have to beat Donald Trump. We just have to. We have to find somebody that can do it. And I'd say, in all of America, I would say that she has the greatest chance of doing it.
You don't think Hillary's going to try and get that?
Oh, God, no. I think that somebody, if she, like, opens her mouth, somebody's going to reach up and slap her.
All right. Lauren is a caller into the show. Lauren, how are you? Thanks for calling. Do you have a prediction for 2020?
Well, look, I'm fine, and I didn't want to throw a monkey wrench in the gears, but let me bring that up. I will promise you a prediction. Trump's going to win. I'm not saying landslide. Tom, I love you to death. This is Trump's to win, and I'm not going to say lose. If you just said a mouthful, if the Democrats could find somebody that could match him, well, I don't think it's possible, and my heart says one thing, but my gut says it's not going to be Michelle. I don't want to get into the heart thing. God bless him. Michelle would be the smartest thing they could do. Hillary, I thought, how in the world would she want to be considered a third time loser in the history books?
All right, great. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I do have one. You went over the obituaries for the last year. That was mostly Hollywood. That's perfectly fine, but I have another twist on that. How about the losses of local Tucson businesses for this last year? I'm one of the casualties. I worked at PDQ. Oh. We closed up shop at 5 o'clock yesterday. It was brutal. It was brutal in part because of the city. I can't get into that, but it was brutal. It's like a protracted funeral is exactly what it was. Just a couple of weeks ago, we lost Wilford Construction on Fort Lowell. We lost Grant Road Lumber, which had two extensions, retail and wholesale.
Well, I have a little bit of history with Grant Road Lumber. They actually had sold their business. They had kind of concluded operations. You know, it was the two brothers kind of at the end of the scheme. They did very well.
I know you're preaching to the choir. I worked there at one time. No, I appreciate that. No, it was nevertheless a loss.
I agree.
It was a loss to consumers, citizens, all the way around. And it didn't occur to me till right now, how many other Tucson businesses have we lost this last year?
Yeah, there have been a number. And, you know, that you've given us a great topic for a future show, Lauren, and we will miss PDQ Records and the history that was contained within those walls of, you know, tens of thousands of vinyl records and all the other great stuff that was consumed there. So thanks very much for that memory, and keep tuning in, because you've given me a great idea for a future show.
I want to interject that, and Tom, you remain my favorite liberal.
Well, thank you very much.
He's everybody's favorite liberal. All right.
Take care.
All right, John, let's go ahead and take a quick break, because otherwise we're going to screw up the cadence here, and you're listening Inside Track. We'll be right back. Letting it breathe a little bit. All right, we're back with Inside Track. Tom's here. Beb's here. Bruce is here. It's the yearly prediction show. Okay, we have very important primaries coming up. Which Democrat wins, Tom, in New Hampshire?
Bernie Sanders.
No clue.
So, Eb's a question mark. Okay. And I say that it's going to be Sanders as well. Okay. Which Dem wins in Iowa?
Buttigieg.
Same.
And I say Sanders there as well. Which Dem wins California? Normally, California isn't such a big deal because it's always come at the very, very last. But now it is a big deal. And that's why Kamala Harris got into the race, because she figured that she might have a big advantage in California. But now I think that primary is on March 3rd, which is a big
deal. Is it
really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, a historical thing. I've told you this before. I was at the Ambassador Hotel when Bobby Kennedy got killed. And it was, he had won the right. California primary, right. and he actually mentioned, we were going to go to the Dodger game because Don Drysdale was going for the record of consecutive scoreless innings. And Bobby Kennedy actually mentioned it. He goes, I'm amazed there's so many people here. I thought you'd all be at Dodger Stadium. And but that was in June.
Yeah.
And now it's May. March. I didn't know that.
They've traditionally been in June, and the legislature finally did something about it in this last go around. Okay. Which Dem wins in California?
Biden. Sanders.
And I actually think that I agree on Biden as well. Okay, so who's going to be the, did we say it here? Yeah, so we did cover the nominees.
Right.
Michelle Obama, Bernie is what you said, and I said Buttigieg. Okay. So let's go back now. Take it local. CD1 in the general election. We don't know who the candidates are for sure right now. Who is the likely winner in CD1?
That's O'Halloran, right?
Yeah, he's there.
It is.
I'd go with O'Halloran.
Sadly, I agree with Tom.
All right, I'm gonna throw you a wild card here, Allie Miller. I don't know that she's running. I just have
Allie, if you're listening, call in and announce now.
Okay, CD2. There are obviously there's a Democrat in office, and Kirkpatrick, Shea Stotts. There are a number of other people that are lining up for this. But who do you think wins CD2?
I think. Well, let me just put it this way. I think every incumbent in Arizona is going to win their seat back. And then 2022 is going to be interesting when we get that extra seat. Right. That's going to be fun.
Well, the redistricting.
Yeah.
All right. Bunker has a prediction. Bunker to France. How are you, buddy? Hello, Bunker.
Hey, well, yeah, this is my prediction for you guys.
Okay.
Inside Track and Emil Franzi's Voices of the West are going to have the biggest and best years they've had yet.
That's the best news I've heard all year.
You guys have a great show.
Thanks, Bunker. You too. You guys come on your podcast at 4 o'clock. Good luck.
That's right. Thank you much.
All right. So finishing up in CD2, you're saying Kirkpatrick?
Yes. Same thing.
Okay. And I have to stay out of these just because...
Right.
Okay. Because
you're the puppet master pulling the strings?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
We don't.
No, he's the highly compensated puppet master pulling the strings.
Okay. That would be a joke. Okay. CD3, that's a Grijalva seat.
Grijalva.
Okay. And sadly, I have to say...
He could be dead if they would vote him in.
Probably so. Okay.
He may be already.
Well, he certainly is pickled. So let's go. Pima Supervisor. Supervisor number 4. That's out southeast. That's the Christie seat right now.
I have no idea.
Democrat. There's a Democrat that's just announced.
I thought Christie was still running for that.
He is.
Yeah,
he's got Christie.
Yeah.
So Christie.
He's got it. Yeah.
Christie, and I say Christie as well. Pima number 1. That's the seat that Allie is vacating. A number of people have said they're going to this race. Any ideas?
No, I really don't.
Okay, so you don't have any horse in that
deal?
No
clue.
But I say a Republican is going to win the seat.
Okay, I'll just put a question mark, and I'll put GOP for Tom. And you probably win on that basis. Okay, Pima number 3. This is the ancient Sharon Bronson. Running again for the 97th term as Pima County Supervisor. I think she was a Pima County Supervisor before the state became part of the union. She's running again, and she actually has a Democrat running against her. Any ideas in that, Tom?
No, I think she's unbeatable.
I agree.
Okay, and I am staying out of that one. Gold. Okay, so last year I had said that the gold value would be around 1,300. You said 1,400. The actual turned out on December 31st at $1,519 per ounce. So, Tom, you're the big winner there. Any ideas on gold values come the end of 2020?
$1,650.
Okay, that's interesting. What do you base that on?
War fear.
Okay, Tom's overreacting to what happened yesterday. Ab, how about you? Where do you think gold's going to be?
1,555.
Okay, and I'm going to say at 1,700.
Wow.
Treasuries.
Wait, so I overreacted at 1,650, and you go to 1,700, and you're stoic.
I think that the fluctuations in gold isn't just about gold fears. I mean, there's lots of different things in back of it. It's been relatively kind of a low earner for the last several
thousand years.
Yeah, I mean, I think this may be a breakout year for it. And part of it is all the pumping of the cash into the economy and so on. I just kind of have a feeling there. Okay, 10-year treasuries. Last year, I said the treasuries would be a 2.8. You said 3.15. The actual number... was at 1.92%.
Really?
I mean, arguably, you know, this has been a great year. If you're borrowing money, a great year for you. And that T-bill rate actually was as high as about 304, 305 in early summer, and it just dropped like a rock toward the end of the year. All right, so 10-year treasuries. Tom, any ideas?
Well, look at me. I wear T-shirts, dude. I don't know, okay? Obviously, I don't know. I'll do whatever Eb says and then add 1/100th of a point.
So he picks 286.
Okay.
Eb picks 286?
No, I pick 285.
Yeah. This is like the Price is Right.
Okay. All right. So Tom's going to be at
286.
Eb's going to be at 285. Okay. And Bruce is going to be at 210. Because I think with a great economy, interest rates are going to continue to be low. Gasoline. Last year I predicted 260. You said 275. The actual as of December 31st was 257 locally here for regular. I filled up this morning at QT. It was actually 249.
Wow.
And it was $2.99 for premium, which is what I use in my car. So I won that one. Any ideas on pricing for gasoline the end of the year?
Before or after this last crisis?
It's the end of the year.
I would say it'll stay around where it is, $2.64. The party in power, and I'm not just saying Trump, but the party in power will do what it can to...
They do what they have to do.
Yeah, to keep the price low.
All right. Ab, how about you?
I don't think it's moving much. I'll stay with the 249.
Okay.
And sadly, I agree with Tom once again.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to say...
So how much was it when you first bought your first... when you first filled up your first car, what was gas?
17.9.
17.9 cents?
At Rebel Gas on on Fort Lowell in between Country Club and Tucson Boulevard.
I remember 19.9. Yeah, we'd have it was 19.9, 21.9, and 23.9 were the three levels of...
And like and when our oldest son went off to college, I think we were at about $1.80 or something a gallon. And it almost got down toward the end of the Obama administration. Regular got down to about 215 or 210 or so. So you know it has fluctuated around. Okay, this is one that should be interesting to all you guys out there. Viagra pricing. Okay, I said 25 cents a pill. Tom said $10 a pill. I won't ask him how he knows. The actual low price that I found was $2 a pill.
Wow.
Through a generic company called Lemonade. So any ideas on prices for Viagra? What would you like Viagra to cost you at the end of
this
year?
First of all, you say that. I've never used Viagra, and I never will use Viagra. Not only that, is that a fair question? You ask the price of Viagra, and then you find the price of a generic. That's not the same question.
No, but they're all selling, though. Most of them are
if it's $2, then it's $1.50.
All right, so Tom is at $1.50.
Man, I don't know. Right now, my little blue friend is a leave.
That's true. It's mine, too.
My body's falling apart on me.
You're cute. I love you, man. Where do you think Viagra's going to be?
$5.
$5? And you know what? I'm going to say just for the hell of it at $4 myself. All right, guys. So the British pound versus the dollar. So, the actual now is 76 cents versus 79, the British pound was at 76 cents to the dollar at the beginning of the year. Now it's at 79 cents on the dollar. Really, we were within pennies of one another. So, I mean, I think we both kind of did okay there. Anybody want to hazard a guess on?
I think it's going to strengthen up against the dollar. I think we're going to be like 85.
Okay, 85. Where do you think, Tom?
59. It's going to go. Brexit's going to be a disaster. A disaster.
For how long?
A while. I honestly don't know. I mean, it's not going to be a disaster forever. They're going to figure it out.
Longer or shorter than a year?
Longer.
Okay.
I think, and that the real problem I think is going to be in Ireland. I mean, with Ireland and Northern Ireland, that hard border is really going to cause problems.
Okay, Farmer John Bacon. Okay, Farmer John Bacon. That's kind of a barometer in the economy on food prices.
Like you would know.
Me, I love Farmer John Bacon.
You can't eat bacon.
Absolutely.
God will he'll smite you.
No, he won't.
He's south of
I-10. He won't smoke me. He won't smoke me. I love liver and onions with bacon on it.
Oh, I can't do liver.
I can't do liver.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, my God.
I want to do liver. I can't do liver.
You and I and Fonzie. Remember Fonzie couldn't eat liver.
Bruce, if you make liver and you say it's good, I'll try it.
All right, so
if you make liver, he'll try it.
Last year, I said $4.50 a pound. You said $3.99 a pound. Actually, at Walmart, right at the end of the year, there was a flyer for Farmer John Bacon, not an off-brand, at $3.33 a pound.
Wow!
Now that was actually taking a 12-ounce package, dividing it by the 12 ounces, and going to the 16 ounces. So it really cheap on Farmer John. Any ideas?
I'll stay with my price at $3.99.
Okay, five and a half.
And I'm going to say at 3.5. Okay. New question. The percentage of increase on new home values in 2020.
In the United States or in Arizona?
Just in Tucson.
In Tucson. 10?
10%?
It's higher than I would have said. I would have said 5.
Okay, and Bruce is going to say 7%.
And you've got the inside track on that.
No, I really don't, because I mean, it's like a whole different business from what I do. Okay, GDP, up or down for the nation in 2020? what do you think that the increase in the GDP is going to be come December 31st, percentage-wise, for the year?
3%.
Okay, so Eb says 3.
1.8. I think all the artificial stuff is going to run out eventually.
And I say 2.5%.
Wait, what happened to the 4 or 5% we were supposed to have? Remember,
we're doing predictions here. I'm not parroting anybody's campaign prognostications. New question: unemployment. Right now, we're at 50-year lows. Where do you think unemployment's going to be on December 31st?
I think it'll stay right about where it is. I can't see it going one way or another.
3.5.
You can't get any lower.
I agree with you.
So you want to say 3.5 as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm actually going to say 3.6%. I'm kind of playing the edges here a little bit, guys. I want to win next year. Oh, I want to win the election too. So really, I should hope for 3%. Okay. How many Trump chiefs of staff in 2019? I said 2. You said 3. The actual
is 0.
Is either 0 or 1, okay, yeah. Because Mulvaney really hasn't been the formal announcement. Any idea on the number of chiefs of staff for Trump in 2020?
If you count Mulvaney as 1,
yeah,
then I'd say 2.
Okay.
Once again, I have to agree with Tom, and I don't want to agree with you. But I have to agree with you.
And I'm going to say 1 because I think he's going to be there through the end of the term. Okay.
Serving from jail?
Will Boris Johnson be Prime Minister of Britain by the end of the year?
Yes.
Oh, as long as Corbyn is still alive, yes.
Will Macron survive?
Yes.
Yes.
He has emerged as the leader of Europe.
And I say no. Will Brexit be completed in 2020?
I'd say yes.
Yes.
Okay. China trade war. Will it be over by the end of the year?
No.
I'm not going to say it's going to be over, but it's going to be well underway. There'll be a lot of ground gained.
And I
don't know that it's ever over, Bruce.
And I'm going to say no as well, because I'm not sure that the intellectual properties issue is going to be litigated in time before the end of the year. Okay, this is a big one, okay? And you should actually write, this is the one you should have written up in the weekly. Grijalva, dead or alive?
Grijalva will never die, ever.
So, alive?
Alive.
And earlier you said, how do you know he's not dead?
Well, I mean, he's like the undead.
The walking undead.
Yes.
Alive.
Okay. Sadly, alive. Okay, Trump popularity. I said 50%, you said 41%, and you didn't want like Rasmussen or anybody like that.
I went to 538. They have an average of all of the things. It's 42 today. I actually looked at it today, 42.3.
Yeah. So you won on that. It's hard.
It's never going to get to 50%.
I wouldn't expect that it will either. Okay. Trump in office at the end of the year.
Yes.
Yes.
Number of illegals captured. This goes back to the old question. I said 100,000. You said 13,000. In 2019, there were 851,508 arrests. So I won that one.
I just missed. Just missed.
Missed it by that much.
All right. Any guesses on captures?
No. Okay,
no. We'll go on.
Yeah.
Okay. POTUS or First Lady to die in 2019? I said no. You said Carter. Actually, there were no deaths. Any deaths that you think are going to come up in 2020?
Carter.
A Carter also. I mean, he just keeps falling down. I mean, he's 95?
Okay, what about his wife?
No, she doesn't. She just stays seated, so.
Okay, I think we're all in agreement. RBG, RBG, dead or alive?
Alive.
Alive but retired.
She won't step down.
I say dead.
There's no way she'll step down.
And I wish her no ill, but I don't think she's going to make it. Will there be other vacancies on the Supreme Court?
Yes. One.
Tom?
I'd say no.
No?
They're going to hang on by their fingernails.
And I'm going to say yes, because I think it'll be one of the conservatives who retires.
Who, Alito?
Probably Alito or Thomas. New question. How many new federal judicial appointees in 2020?
145.
I was going to say 10,000, the way it feels.
I could only wish.
Yeah. And the Senate's doing a really good job of doing their due diligence on that, aren't they?
The number?
Yeah.
Well, they have a heartbeat. Let's move on.
170.
170. Okay. And I'm thinking more like, hang on here one second, 100.
Okay. We got 2 minutes left. I have some questions I want to ask.
Okay. Just real quick, Elizabeth, alive or dead?
Alive.
Alive.
Alive. Okay. So that, do we want to do best picture?
No.
No. Okay.
New question. Games won by U of A basketball in this season?
22.
16.
I say 24. Miller still coach at the end of the year?
Yes.
Yes.
New question. Games won by the U of A football team?
That was my question. I was going to say, are they going to go to a bowl game? I'd say six.
Six?
I'll have to top Tom on The Price is Right. I'll say seven.
And I'm going to say five. Sumlin still coach at the end of the year?
No.
No.
I think we all agree on that. Tokyo Olympics, most golds?
Usually it's Norway, but that's the Winter Olympics. No, yeah,
Tokyo.
The United States.
Yeah, I'll agree with Tom.
Okay.
We got a minute. Tom, what did you want to ask?
I want to ask who's going to control the Senate?
The Republicans.
And the number?
Probably 53 or 54.
I'd say 51 Republican.
Yeah, I'll say 52.
All right.
And the House?
A slight edge for the Democrats, but they're still in control.
Okay. 225.
Yeah. Democrats by 20.
All right. Well, guys, this has been great.
Wait, last one.
Okay.
The percentage of American Jews who will vote for Donald Trump. I'd say if it's more than 20%, I'd be so disappointed.
30%.
And you?
I've got to go with the mentor here. 30%, yeah.
All right.
So guys, they're giving up on their legacy of civil rights.
Until next week for Inside Track, for my partner, Eb Wilkins, and our special guest contributor, Tom Danahy, this is Bruce Ash wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon.
And Happy New Year.